and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here today for another hour of Auto World. We're live across North America via GCN, and we invite your calls because in this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's a field reporter for the show, and he's a certified mechanic with his own garage in Iowa, Mr. Mark Evans, and of course, we'll also be playing a little bit of trivia. It's the 4th of July weekend. Hope everybody is out there having fun and being safe, and we'll touch on a couple of automotive news happenings in this hour of the broadcast as well. By the way, if you've won a prize here on the show and for whatever reason did not receive it, if you get a moment, I would appreciate you firing me up an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to Iowa and bring forth the man himself. Let's go to Idaho, I should say. Everybody listening in Iowa, KXEL, say hello to Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Good, Bob. I was wondering where I was at there for a minute.
I know. I put you in the wrong state, but you're not that far from Iowa. How far are you?
Oh, no, we're not far at all. You know, you just hop on that airplane and fly right in, fly right out, you know?
Exactly.
Like we've done in the past, huh?
Yeah, that's right. We've done a little bit of that in our day. Let's talk a little bit about hot rods. I've interviewed a number of folks lately, and Idaho keeps coming up again and again and again. Idaho seems to be a real hotbed of hot rodders. Is that true, Mark?
Well, it is, Bob. There's a lot of little secret cars in people's garages out here. And what's kind of interesting about that, there's, you know, we have four seasons, so we get really cold winters and rainy springs and all that, and so we don't get very few days to drive them. But it's amazing how many cars you'll find in people's garage. And I guess the main part of that is the no rust. Even with the rain and the snow, and we don't have a lot of salt on the roads, so you'll find sometimes you'll find some neat little cars and little trucks that are running around in the wintertime because we have a nice, it's dry, you know, it's a really dry type winter. And get a couple, 2-3 inches of snow in the town right here in Boise, and then it, by noon, 1 o'clock, it's melted off and the roads are dry, so you can get out and drive on a day that's 20 degrees, 30 degrees out. It's kind of cold, but you can still get your car out and drive it. So it's kind of a, I actually was come from Illinois, you know, Chicago and stuff, and I remember the days growing up, Dad always had rust, and headlight actually fell out of a 56 Bel Air, you know, because it was all rusted out. We don't get that out here at all.
Well, you're lucky you don't get that out there, definitely. Let's talk a little bit about your background, because we have some new stations and new listeners joining us, and we'd love to hear a little bit about Mark, your long automotive career. You started at a young age, and you've owned and still own a shop.
I do, Bob. First, I want to ask if you're feeling any better. I know you've had that cold for quite a while, that flu.
Yeah, I actually had the swine flu. So, yeah, but I've been taking your advice and eating lots of bacon, so it seems to be doing the trick. Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah, well, good, Bob. I you know, that's the main thing is health with all of us and the health of our car, and I think that's the reason I probably started in my career back 32 years ago. I mean, I'm not that old, and I started very early. I'm mechanically inclined with my head and my hands, and I started, you know, back in the junior high days, taking little welding classes and small gas engine classes, and I got handed to those professors, those teachers back in that day. They taught me a lot, and I just took it on from there and went to college and, of course, all the trade schools and got a lot of certificates, about 38 different certificates in every different field on everybody's car out there, cars, trucks, even diesel, and certified, you know, under the brakes, air conditioning, heating and cooling, electrical, and, I mean, shocks even, suspension, and everything you can think of, 38 different ones, and ASE, which means ASE, got to slow up here, Automotive Service Excellence. That's a little blue star that a lot of the listeners might see in the shops. And if they don't see that, I'd recommend that they change shops and go to the shops that have the little blue star that has the ASE in it, because that's certifications of, like I said, the air conditioning, brakes, transmissions, to doing engines, to head gaskets, to timing chains, to heating and cooling to there's, I guess, Bob, there's a lot of different divisions on an automobile. Being in it for 32 years, I'm very lucky. I've had my own shop, never worked for anybody. I opened up very early in age after I got my certificates and my degree from college and opened that door up and basically was, you know, letting everybody know, you know, this is what I know. And I started going from, made my own little flyer up and walked Saturday and Sundays out in some neighborhoods, you know, and said hi to the people and handed them a little piece of paper that stated that I was certified and knew what I was doing. And long story make it short, I had one of my very first customers and back in the day. Now today I'm working on his grandkids, not only his car,
wow,
his kids' cars, but I'm working on his grandkids' cars today. And remember the time that, you know, he said, well, how do you, you know, young kid, zits on my face. And he says, how do you know what you're doing here? Come on now. I said, well, you just holler at me whenever you have a sound, and I will literally tell you what that sound is, what that part is, and what's failing on your car. And sure enough, that's what got me into, you know, he opened his garage door, he started it up, and instantly I knew it was a water pump, the sound of a water pump bearing going out. And at that point, he had me do the water pump for him, and that's where I started doing mobile repairs. And my company was called Mobile Lube, and I started changing oil at people's houses. And the ironic part of all this is I started in January when it was cold out.
Uh-huh.
The only reason I did that, I knew that, in fact, that my customer base that I could build would never come out in the winter to go to an automotive repair shop because it's cold, nasty. And who wants to get out there when it's snowing and it's cold and their car's in their garage and they got to get, you know, get their errands done. But, you know, to go to the automotive shop's just like going to the dentist. You know, it's just no fun. It costs money. And it hurts sometimes, you know?
It definitely does hurt from time to time. There's no question about it. And over the years, I know you've amassed a collection or two, and you've owned some really unique vehicles and still own some very unique vehicles, including, I believe you still own a 1916 Chevrolet. Is that correct?
I do. I do, Bob. Still have it. I need to take you for a ride in that one day.
Absolutely. I've been hearing about it for years. Yeah.
Put our leather helmets on and our goggles like they used to wear, you know, back in the day. You know, I could go for a cruise.
Excellent. So why a 16 Chevrolet? Why did you decide to buy that one?
Well, that car came to me over doing radio broadcasting. One of the our listeners that was listening to us on the radio, I mean on the internet actually, via internet, he actually emailed me, and I don't know how he found me, but he found me, and anyway, he said, I got something that I'd like you to look at, help me try to sell it. And so anyway, I ended up seeing the car, told him that I didn't have the money and wasn't interested in buying it. And he said, well, you know automotive people and stuff, see if you can help me sell it. So I tried to help him sell it and didn't have any luck. And so I ended up with the car and brought it home, and, you know, it still had the original tires on it that were all rotted and flat and no good. And I brought it in to the shop and spent literally a year. I like tinkering on my off time, and I just spend my time with metal, and that's the car I spent all my time with, and got it up and running. It hadn't been running since 1960.
Wow.
And so I spent a lot of time with that car, Bob, getting it going again, and you know, having to make some parts, and that's when you call in some favors out there, you know, in the automotive world, because I definitely don't have the machines and stuff, the tooling to make those parts, and the neat thing about it is, you know, you get friends with knowing, you know, they have the books, so we know what to build.
That's so true. More with Mark Evans straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up. Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol and the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
so it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay! Hot Fudge Sunday!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're going to throw out a trivia question just to stir the pot up a little bit, see if we can get people on the phones. Our phone lines are open, and Matt is fielding your calls at our brand-new number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'll make it an easy trivia question here. Why don't we do that? What was the version of the – who made the Citation? Which car maker brought us the Citation? They should have been given a citation, but instead of that, they gave us the citation. The telephone number is 800-259-9231. It was cutting-edge stuff when it came out. Front-wheel drive vehicle. Who made the citation? 800-259-9231. Mark Evans is with us, and that means if you've got a problem with your vehicle, if it's not running right, if it's not running at all, if it's making funny sounds, if it's not passing inspection, if your mechanic says you need to spend a lot of money on it and you want a free second opinion, we have one of the world's finest on board with us, ready to diagnose. You got your tools out, Mark? That's the question.
I do, Bob, and boy, I'm feeling pretty good after that introduction there.
Very good. 800-259-9231. And again, don't forget to check out GCNlive.com, and we have archives of the program now available on demand 24/7, so Mark can listen to himself all day, every day from now on, and every show from now on will be archived at GCNlive.com. We also have a podcast, which is available right there at GCNlive.com. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and the question is, who brought us the vehicle known as the Citation? So, Mark, that 1916 Chevrolet, what kind of an engine does that have?
It's got a little flathead four-cylinder in it, Bob. That's kind of unique. We, you know, we had a little Stabil ad there that I heard, and I do believe in that product because when you're dealing with the old cars like this, I've got a couple more, and they're not like an unleaded fuel at all, Bob. You know, those cars were built on that 16 was probably burning pure, you know, moonshine back in the day, and today. You can't put unleaded regular gas in that. It won't run correctly. So I've got to look like a chemist, a scientist out there in the garage, you know, formulating and adding lead additives and trying to get that thing, that fuel, to get down into some thick molasses, leaded gasoline to get it to run again. But it is a water-cooled four-cylinder, runs on leaded gasoline. And the unique thing about it, too, sometimes we all take our cars for advantage, you know. We just get in them. Remember the days we had to play the hand choke like a trombone and keep our ears attuned to the engine to get it to start? And that's how the 16 is. You don't have air conditioning, of course, and no heater. And, you know, there's no windows in it. It's a convertible. And it just literally, it's got the little gas tank in the back. And you got a hand primer. Somebody's got to be pumping that to keep the gas coming to the updraft type carburetor. It's got to suck the gasoline up to get it into the cylinders. I mean, when I'm driving that, Bob, I'm sweating. I mean, it kind of makes you feel good when you get in the new car and you just turn the key on and don't ever have to touch the gas pedal and push the button for air conditioning. And the neat thing about this car, though, I really got to hand it to the Chevrolet folks. I mean, this thing has got the floorboard in it. It is solid oak.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a four-door. The floor in the back solid oak, and then they were proud of the brand back in that day, you know, and that floorboard right there where the driver sits, solid one-inch pewter. It's probably that one little chunk of pewter there is probably a pretty good chunk of change, too. And it's got the Chevrolet bow tie engraved right in it. It says Chevrolet right on it. And the little dust caps, wood spoke wheels. And I get everybody a rude awakening of, you know, we buy new tires all the time, Bob, for our cars. And they're pretty spendy. You know, they're $100 plus, aren't they? The new
tires.
Yeah,
absolutely. They can be way up there, yeah.
Yeah. So this Chevrolet has those real tall wood spoke wheels, and they've got not only, you know, the rubber tire on them. I had Lester Tire Company make me tires for it. They had to make the tires, the tubes, and there's a big, thick liner in there. I wanted them back to the original state because, of course, you have to with a car like that. It's all original. And those tires, tubes, and liners, valve stems, and all the little chrome dust cap, it's very tall, about 5 inches from bottom to top. Very tall. Back in the day, they drove those cars on dirt roads, of course, so they had to cover the valve stem. It's still got the same type valve stem, but it's very, very long in a solid brass threaded male stud that sticks up. And that whole package per tire is $1,000.
Wow.
So I had to save my beans big time to spend $4,000 just to get tires on that car. But again, you know, without tires on that car, I wouldn't be able to drive it. I wouldn't be able to even push it out of the garage. So I, you know, again, I really do. I appreciate every part and piece to a car because it takes every part and piece to make them go. And without good fuel, and that's, I think, I like helping people, and I think that's really the reason I turned into a doctor of motors, you know, a doctor of metal, I guess, to call myself, to keep them on the road. And I love bringing back old cars, muscle cars, any kind of car. Every brand is awesome. I love to bring them back. And I recently picked up this little 78 Chevy pickup stepside and had water in the oil, and they abandoned the thing. And, you know, that's a neat little truck, little stepside. I brought it home and I did some work on it and, you know, got a little chrome on the engine and lowered it a little bit. And, you know, why not? I mean, that's what keeps me going, you know, that love affair, that passion for the automobile. So, and I work on all kinds of brands, and I love helping people. We all have questions all the time. You know, why, how come? And the biggest question is my engine light's on. I have that all the time, and it's a simple little thing is the gas cap could be bad. The vent and the gas cap's bad and causing the evaporation system to be plugged up, and it turns the engine light on, and if we don't scan that computer on the car, find out why that light's on. A lot of folks, a lot of my customers have, they just keep driving and driving and driving until it starts missing or running really bad or the fuel goes downhill. And then they call and say, hey, Mark, what's wrong? And I plug the scan tool in, and they've got 8-10 codes. And the next thing you know, it is like the price of a dentist at that time. You know, it's very expensive. But I've always recommended to everybody to, whenever you see a light on, I mean, I scan for no charge. I mean, and a lot of the parts stores around the United States do the same thing. They will plug in at no cost. And if you want a deeper scan, you do have to. Then I pull the big machine out, and then we got to take some time. We end up sitting in the driver's seat. We go through a deep scan. That means we get into the hard drive of your computer, get in the freeze frame, find out how the transmission's shifting, if the anti-lock brake system's working correctly. It goes really deep, and that's where it takes time, and that's the reason why you might see a cost to do an engine scan, an engine light scan, because they're doing a very deep scan. And, you know, you got to pay people for their time, you know. And if you do, you're going to end up with great information.
We're going to have more with Mark Evans straight ahead right here on Auto World. And don't forget the trivia question. It's an easy one. Who made the Citation? Give us a call.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans. And Mark, the phones are lighting up with folks who want to take a stab at the trivia question. Let's go first to John in Iowa, listening on KXEL. John, thanks for calling in. Happy 4th of July weekend. How you doing?
Well, very fine. Thank you, fellas. Enjoying a nice day here in central Iowa. First of all, I suspect maybe the answer to the question is the Chevrolet Citation.
You are correct. Congratulations. You have nailed the trivia question. And I understand you've also got a question for Mark Evans.
That's true. Mark, we are we purchased a number of years ago a 2000 Ford Contour SVT version. Mm. Which we've thoroughly enjoyed the last few years. But here just recently, in the last 6 months, it's developing a rather troubling rattling noise in the engine. The electronics seems to work, the generator, or the alternator rather, and the air conditioning and all that kind of stuff. But it's when you first start it up, it rattles like a son of a gun, and I'm just wondering, is that a bearing problem, or is it something else? Now, since this has happened, I've actually put about 3,000 miles on the car, and it just sounds like a diesel starting up in the morning. Is that Yeah. Something needs attention. I'm sure it does, but I don't know exactly what. Is that big deal, little deal?
Yeah, definitely, John. If you've got you only hear this rattle when you first start it up.
Well, basically, when I first started up, sometimes on acceleration.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard when you get bad gas or the timing's off on an engine, when you get accelerate, you know, it sounds like a piano,
it's out of time. I've experienced that with older cars.
Does it sound like that noise?
No, it's more mechanical than that.
Okay. And is the contour overheating at all?
No.
No overheating. How's the gas mileage? Is it drop?
Gas mileage is holds around 24, 25. It hasn't gone down any. There's no excessive smoke out of the exhaust.
Okay. How many miles are on it now?
Oh, there's a lot of miles, 145,000.
Has the catalytic converter ever been checked for airflow?
No.
No, okay. That's the first thing I'd like you to try. Since is the power gone down when you're going up the hill?
No, it seems to have lots of steam.
Okay. Sometimes you'll get when the exhaust is plugged up from a catalytic converter that's holding, you know, back pressure in.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen a catalytic converter cut in half, but it just looks like a big old honeycomb in there. The only thing it's missing is honey. it's supposed to catch the hydrocarbons and all the exhaust waste. So we, as humans, we don't smell it. And what ends up happening, first test you can do, I mean, just start the car up, and when you first start it up, what it's causing is back pressure upon the exhaust valves, and they'll make a little bit of a very unique, back in the day we used to have called heat risers on the 60s cars, and it was a little valve, you know, that was in the exhaust pipe up on the exhaust manifold.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever seen one of those. But would that
one? I'm 65 years old. I've seen a lot of.
You've seen
that building a 49 Ford, so.
Oh, yeah. That little heat riser, you know, remember the day when the bushings would go out on it and they'd make a little rattle sound when you first start them up?
Right.
That's what you got going on there, I believe, is a lot of the exhaust shops in the United States, they have a needle. I do, and what I do is we just do an airflow check. And if you don't want to take time, take it to the exhaust shop. What we do is just stick a needle in front of the catalytic converter. Once it's got up to operating temperatures, the engine, at an idle, we stick the needle up in there, just like doing a blood test on a human being, in the exhaust pipe in front of the catalytic converter, test the airflow there, and then we go behind the catalytic converter and stick the needle up there, and we find out that, it's 85% plugged up. And without doing the needle test, you can do a little hand test. I'd recommend putting a rubber glove on, you can do it with the bare hand too. It's better with the bare hand, but you're going to need to wash your hand when you're done. put your hand about a foot away from the exhaust pipe, and as providing that there is no air leaks and no rust, no holes in the exhaust piping going to the rear of the car, you'll get a pretty good feel on your bare hand, about 12 inches to 20 inches away from the end of that exhaust pipe, how much air is coming out. And I've done that on some customers' cars, John, and I put my hand almost right up to the exhaust pipe and with no leaks, and there's no air coming out. So they have too much back pressure, which is causing some pinging on the back pressure on the exhaust valves. And then that just causes habit. You'll end up, if you really want to push it up a hill, put it all the way down and keep it there accelerator-wise, you'll find that you'll get a little bit of black smoke, and it just will start missing a little bit too.
Okay.
I would do that test, make sure that, your catalytic converter is not plugged up. That's what it sounds like you got going on there.
Oh, really?
And you're about due because of the miles. If you've never replaced it, I replaced it.
Never replaced it, but we're 146,000.
A needle test would show proof that that catalytic converter on that car would be truthfully 80 to 85% plugged up, because you've burnt how many gallons of gasoline through that catalytic converter, see?
Well, quite a few, a fair number, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, I appreciate, is that any other, you have any other comments?
One thing you might also do, you know, you can do the old screwdriver trick. You can fine-tune where that rattle's coming. You know, your screwdriver trick, I have a stethoscope like a doctor, and I just a needle, you know, through my ears here. And I'll just start it up, and I'll just go right on top of the valve cover on that, and you got an overhead camshaft on that one.
Right.
So you could have, is it top-end rattle? Is it bottom-end rattle? And a stethoscope and or a screwdriver. I usually take a big old long pry bar, you know, if you don't have a stethoscope.
Sure.
Put it on the motor and put your ear up there to the end of that.
And you can hear where the rattle is.
You can, yeah, without ever buying a stethoscope.
Okay.
And that's something, a big long piece of metal. That's all you need. It's got to be metal.
Oh, okay.
Wood absorbs the sound, but you
sure.
Can.
Well, no, I realize that. So.
Yeah. And yes, a water pump when you first start it up will also do a little bit of a rattle noise when you very, you know, water pump bearing.
Well, that's kind of what I was concerned about. It might be something, well, relatively.
Yeah. Have you had
that one has a belt driven water pump off the back of the engine. So.
Yes. And it runs off camshaft, if I'm not mistaken on that one.
Yes.
Have you replaced it?
Off the camshaft?
No.
We have replaced the serpentine
belt
on the front. Yes.
Have you replaced the water pump on the back there?
No, I don't believe we have.
Okay.
That's another possibility.
I'd do this too, John. I'd recommend when you do the water pump, replace the thermostat too, if you haven't done that.
Because that's
140,000 miles plus there. That thermostat's opening and closing, and you want to get it out of there.
Like I say, we haven't had any overheating problems. But,
You know,
anyway, thank you very much.
Hopefully that will help you out. Let us know if that diagnosis is true, and if not, Mark can continue to help you out.
Definitely.
Okay, well, thank you very much, guys, and enjoy your show, Bob, a lot. And,
thank you so much. Don't be a stranger, and we'll send you a little prize for nailing the trivia question about the Chevy Citation. Toll free, it is 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Mark Evans, something wrong with your vehicle, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Chuck's, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical, certified mechanic, and field reporter, easy enough for me to say, here for the broadcast. Our telephone number is 800-449-8255. No, that's not the right number. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, if it's not running right, like our gentleman in Iowa there, if it's making funny sounds, if it's not running at all, if it's not passing inspection, if your mechanic is telling you you've got to spend a lot of money, we'd love to hear from you, and we will squeeze you in if possible at 800-259-9231 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Got an email question here from North Carolina, Mark, and the question is, Peter is a gentleman, and he's pondering the purchase of a new vehicle, and he wants to know if he buys an all-wheel drive vehicle, is that going to mean it's a car, but he says, is that going to mean more expense and less fuel economy than its front-wheel drive counterpart? What do you think, Mark?
Well, actually, I've always thought too, Bob, with cars and trucks that we buy, like Peter's thinking here, I've always recommended to buy for application, for what kind of work you're going to use the vehicle for. So, I've always said, hey, if I'm going to use four-wheel drive and I need four-wheel drive, I'm going to be in snow country, or I'm going to go out and have fun in the mud or the water or whatever, and I need four-wheel drive. So I buy a four-wheel drive for that application. I wouldn't recommend, buying a four-wheel drive with big tires and all that, if you're going to do a big truck, if you're just driving around town, because you are going to burn a lot of fuel. But an all-wheel drive brand, there's quite a few great brands out there with the AWD all-wheel drive on the side of them, and they are a great, great vehicle. You are going to get a little bit less fuel economy, because you are asking that four-wheel drive, each tire on each front and rear and each corner, to work when it needs to work, and it has to work. So it's going to be working, and it's going to burn a little more fuel. I wouldn't, again, recommend your fuel economy might be a little bit less than a vehicle that, like in the older cars, you can, trucks and SUVs, you can get one that, you know, you push the button. It's not an all-wheel drive all the time. It's two-wheel drive only when you want the four-wheel drive. You push the button and or, of course, some of them you have a lever on the floor. And those will get better fuel economy than the all-wheel drive type of vehicle. And then one thing I want to point out, too, to Peter, Bob, and all of us, is that the response of our right foot on the accelerator pedal going to the brake pedal and or pushing the accelerator pedal down, by the time you push the accelerator pedal down, you know, let's say you're going on a gradual hill, it's got a little bit of snow on it or a little bit of rain, and, you know, the roads do get slick when they get a little bit wet. There's a lot of residue on the asphalt, on concrete. By the time you that system electronically picks up that it's spinning one of the corners of that vehicle, one of those tires is spinning, it could be a little bit too late, meaning that it has to spin, the tire has to spin in order for the electronics to say, hey, you're spinning now, stop spinning, turn on the other tire, let's get some traction, let's go up that hill. And that all-wheel drive, that's the one that it takes a lag right there before you're in our mountain territory out here. I've seen some of the all-wheel drive vehicles. It's a little bit too late. The car's already sliding just a fraction before that tire, the electronics tells that tire to turn on. So I've always liked the, hey, I push that button and I know that all my tires are going all the time right now because I just ignited them by pushing the button. So that's one safety feature that I've had to replace some of those sensors on those all-wheel drive vehicles because of the time delay. A lot of the customers say, hey, Mark, I don't think that my all-wheel drive's working. That's the call that comes in. And we test, and sure enough, the sensor's out. And so, you know, we've got to be aware of that, too. But overall, if the sensors are working great, the whole bit, yeah, they're great. Great. All AWD is a good three letters to have, definitely.
Another email question. This one's from Darla, and Darla is in Nevada, and she wants to know about spark plugs. She says, according to her owner's manual, we only need to change them every 100,000 miles. Is that true?
I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot. This is something that a lot of my clientele ask me all the time, and I've got to say this, that word parts again, they do wear out. All parts wear out. And spark plugs are firing continuously milliseconds. I mean, you can't even, when you see them on an oscilloscope, a live oscilloscope, I hook that machine up to that engine, whatever brand it is, and Bob, it's amazing. And Darla, we need to know that it's just the heart, that's the heartbeat of your engine. And if those spark plugs aren't firing exactly on time, that will cause other electronic components, the TPS, throttle positioning sensor, mass airflow sensor, fuel injection sensors. There's over 300 some electronic sensors that correspond together with just the spark plug telling it to spark, and also after it fires the fuel, the hydrocarbons coming out of that exhaust, the O2 sensor. So I don't recommend taking any brand of spark plug 100,000 miles. I definitely do recommend replacing spark plugs at 75,000 miles. And when you do that, whatever brand they are, you're going to be happy with yourself because the performance and gas mileage will stay as good as it was when the car, that engine was new. So they get rid of them. 75,000 for sure.
Yeah, it only makes sense, definitely. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Mark, we've got a few more moments here. We could perhaps squeeze you in if your car is not running right, if you're being told by your mechanic you need to spend a lot of money and you're concerned, want a free second opinion over the air, 800-259-9231. What do you recommend for folks in that situation, Mark? You know, you can give a quick over-the-air diagnosis, but supposing you bring your vehicle in for service and they tell you you need to replace the whole engine, is it a good idea to get a second opinion, to go to a different shop?
It is. And, you know, Bob, that's a great question. You know, sometimes we end up at the repair shop and we're kind of like, uh-oh, we're stuck. We feel that anyway because they might have already disassembled transmissions. This has happened a lot in my career, 32 years. They pull the transmission pan off, and they walk over into the waiting room, and they show you all the mud and the goo and everything in the bottom of the transmission pan, and they say, you need a new transmission. And we've already taken it, you know, apart. And so you're like, uh-oh, what do I do? Well, at that point, you know, if you have a cell phone, I don't recommend using their phone, but step outside, just tell them, hey, just give me a moment here. Step outside and take your time. Just think about it and relax. And I've always said the best kind of tool that I'd ever have in my car, Bob, is the phone book.
Yeah.
You know, because you can get right to the yellow pages in your area where you live and say, hey, I'm just going to call another shop. And just grab that phone book, whatever, and call them and say, hey, here's what's going on. Get a second opinion. Get a third opinion. It doesn't cost anything to call and tell them what's going on. And I do that all day long. I'm on the phone constantly. I do have times where I don't answer the phone because my hands are on a vehicle. But as soon as I'm done with that vehicle, I'm back on the phone, and that's all I do is answer questions. And that's how I've learned, truthfully, the facts are the facts. And that's how I've gained a lot of friends, customers, over my years of having a great clientele build up. Because I have nothing, there's no reason to lie. I, truthfully, again, if somebody tells that you need a such and such a part replaced, say, great, go ahead and do it. Ask for the part. Literally, to ask them for the part. You want the part. I've always given the parts back to my customers, and I look right at them and say, hey, these are yours. I don't want them. And that's the truth. That's the honest, hey, you know, they are your parts. And a lot of the water pumps, alternators, starters, of course, we have to send them back on the word. They're a core. There's a core fee. But I never send them back till the customer sees them.
Good advice, as usual. Mark, we'll get you back with us real soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.